4-3. Football's a cruel game, Sean Derry.
Oh, it's such a cruel game. It really is. Leeds found the way. They found a way of getting back into this game when they looked dead and buried just after half time. And then just where you want the boys to really put the bodies on the line, that's where they switched off. And this is a fantastic, fantastic result for Wolverhampton Wanderers here this afternoon. They've had a fantastic Easter, and it's a real disappointment for Leeds United.
Yeah, it is. I guess now we go back to the off-the-field circus, don't we? What happens to Neil Redfern? Surely anyone in charge of this club can see the players are playing for him and the playing staff needs adding to him, not decimating.
Nobody can question the job he's doing. Absolutely nobody connected with Leeds United can point a finger at Neil Redfern, because of what I saw this afternoon for 95 minutes is a team bursting to do well. Bursting to do well not only for themselves and for the football club, but for the manager. And it's so important now this gets addressed one way or another for the good of Leeds United.
He's a man under intense pressure, but for all the wrong reasons, isn't
he? Oh, it's unbelievable. It really is. You know, I'm not too sure how he sees the game this afternoon, but, you know, I think the bigger picture will be what's happened this last 4 or 5 days.
Obviously, it was disappointment the way the game got away from them. They went 3-1 down, but credit to Leeds, they didn't give up. And all right, they got a bit of luck to get back into it, but you sometimes deserve the luck you get.
You have to make your luck. You have to make your luck, and you need a luck when you come into the top six, top eight teams in this division. You know, Leeds United haven't had it their way all year. Wolverhampton Wanderers generally have. They've done really well here at Molineux, so you needed to have that luck. They got it this afternoon, got themselves back into the game, but it's that final 5 minutes. It's such a crucial part of the game nowadays. 5 minutes before half time, 5 minutes before the end of the time, you defend for your lives, and Leeds didn't do that this afternoon.
No, they didn't. A word for Alex Moore, another lovely strike from him that really got Leeds level.
No, it was a good goal. It was a goal that, you know, you could put it on any stage, all Easter period, and you'd say that's a top goal. It was a top goal. Sadly, he didn't get anything out of it. You know, he's a good player. Leeds United have got some good young players, but they need help. They need a bit of experience, in my eyes. Just some good, solid Championship players to get them up into that top echelons of the division, because Leeds United shouldn't be around 14th, 15th position because they're too big for that.
Yeah, well, that's where they are.
How long have we been saying that?
But we did see a positive today, a debut for young Calvin Phillips. He got stuck in. It took him a while to get into the game, but he got stuck in, and I think he did quite well for his first dig, didn't he?
I was pleased for him. You know, we said beforehand, you know, he needs to get around the pitch, put his tackles in, keep his passes short. I think he done that. He went a little bit quiet in the second half, but come on, you know, this is a big occasion for the kid this afternoon. Away at Molineux, playing for, you know, the mighty Leeds United, it's tough. And this 90, 95 minutes will really help him in his development to be a footballer.
It will. What might help him in his development a little bit more is if the man who's in charge of the team is allowed to carry on doing his job.
Absolutely right. You've hit the nail on the head there. You know, the manager wants the younger players to come and stake a claim, to be first team players. I'm sure, you know, Calvin Phillips wouldn't have been given this opportunity if it wasn't for Neil Redfern. And he'll be so upset, as will a lot of the other younger players and fans alike, if Neil Redfern, you know, decides that perhaps this isn't the way he wants to go. Or, worse still, if the people above decide that it's not Neil Redfern who they want.
What's your gut feeling about Redfern? Do you think he would walk away, or do you think he hangs on until the bitter end?
He's in a dilemma. In my opinion, he's in a dilemma. I think his stock's quite high. You know, he's done really well. You know, he came in to steady the ship. He'd done just that. He went on a great run of results, albeit with the aid of with his assistant manager. Unfortunately, Steve Thompson's gone in the last week, and now he'll take time tonight to probably judge what's happened the last week, and it'll be a crucial time the next 48 hours.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Leeds, they've still got games remaining. They have nothing to play for, but there's certainly no sign today that the players have switched off and jacked it in.
Whenever you play for Leeds United, you've never got nothing to play for. You know, whenever I had the the chance to put on that white shirt, you play for Leeds United. It's one of the greatest clubs in English football, you know. So to say that you haven't got anything to play for, yeah, on paper you haven't, but you've got pride. You've got pride of that shirt representing such fantastic fans.
4-3, Wolves go on. Do you think they can make it and get into the top flight?
On this afternoon's performance? No, on this afternoon's performance. But like I say, I've seen Wolverhampton Wanderers more than probably any other Championship side this year, and they're better than what they've shown this afternoon. You know, there was a lot more steel in terms of the play in the past times I've watched them tonight. They've shown a fragility here this afternoon, one that I'm sure Kenny Jackie will not be happy about. He'll be delighted with the 3 points, but he won't be happy on how Leeds United got back into the game, that's for sure.
No, he won't indeed. 4-3, Leeds have lost at Molineux this evening. It was a spirited effort and they did keep going. I mean, in many ways, did they get a little bit too carried away when they got back to 3-3? Should they have just said, look, we've got a point, let's not chuck it away?
I'm not too sure Leeds United have got that experience to play that way. You know, they play one way. Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say I've seen a lot of Leeds United, because I haven't. But if that's how they've played generally throughout the season, they just haven't got that nous that I'm looking for, you know, a senior centre-half or a senior midfield man, just to say, wide men, you come in here, centre-forward drop in, we'll play 4-5-1 deep and we'll defend. And I made the point just after half-time about how quickly they passed the ball. In my eyes, they passed the ball too slow in the second half, and it was just that little bit of luck that got themselves back in the game. But at 3-3, you say, let's take it. A great point away from home.
But it's a very young team, is it?
It is young.
What average is? Probably around about 22, 23 this afternoon.
It is young, yeah, and this is the problem. You know, you look at the top teams, you know, the exception this year has been Bournemouth, you know, because they're a young team and they've come up through the League One and they're on that crest of a wave. But every other team up there have got experience in certain positions, in crucial positions, and Leeds United haven't got that.
Where do they go from here, Sean? Leeds. Oh, you know, where? What do they do? Do they just need someone to come in and buy the club and realise that if you persevere long term? I mean, we're here at a club that have been up there and they've had a major fall from grace, yeah. But they didn't panic, did they? They got the right man in and give him time to do his magic.
No, they did. They sure did. They got a top manager in, and that's not to say that Leeds United need to bring anyone else in, because I think Neil Redfern is the right man. You know, I genuinely do. I think he deserves the chance to have a good go at it. He deserves the chance to create his own team, to create a team that gets Leeds United back in and amongst the top six. And there's no divine right. Just because you're Leeds United to be in the, you know, into the top six, no one cares. No one cares about that. People raise the game when they play Leeds United, because they always have done and they always will do. But give the man a chance and give him some money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though, because there's all this hesitation about whether he's going to get a new deal or not, and let's be fair, with everything that's happened, it looks like that's not going to happen. They're missing out on players now, aren't they? You'll know this. Players are signing up that are out of contract, they're shaking hands on deals, they're doing deals. And
there's deals being done in January. Never mind, you know, April time. The deals are done in January. So they have missed out on their probably one and two targets. You know, they'll be looking at 3s, 4s and 5s in the summer, and that for Leeds United is not good enough.
Well, thank you for your time this afternoon. When are we going to see you back in football? What's the plan now?
Short term, you know, I've really enjoyed this afternoon. Thanks very much for having me on. It's been great watching Leeds United again. You know, it's been too long that I've not been able to come up to Elland Road or on the travels. So hopefully I can come and watch Leeds again between now and the end of the season, and just enjoy spending some time with my family and seeing what the options are out there, because I do want to stick in and around football. I do want to be a manager. Feel that I've done okay at it on my first time of asking, and I'm looking forward, definitely looking forward now, not behind.